Greetings from my heart to your heart. One of the great things in life is to have good memories. And in the communion service, we are called to have the greatest memory, to remember the Lord. In Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 24, it is recorded that Jesus introduced the New Covenant communion service to eat the bread, drink the wine, and do this in remembrance of me. A vital message to the church. To remember him. And not just in general terms, but specifically his death, the broken bread speaks of his broken body. The wine speaks of his new covenant blood. Take it, eat it, take it, drink it, and do this in remembrance of me. There must be some very important reasons to remember him. And there are at least three. Why did he say this? Why does he want us to remember him? We need to be reminded because, first of all, we are so easily distracted. The cares of the world, our schedules, so easily take us away. Remember me. We forget so easily. He says, remember me. And then thirdly, we need to remember him because of the benefits of the cross. Remember, we are forgiven. We have eternal life. We have been redeemed. We have been reconciled. We have been justified. We are in his presence as righteous. Remember all this. Now, the communion service is not just to remember death and the grave. It's also to celebrate his presence. Communion is not just of the past. It is of the present. His presence we celebrate now. When he took that bread, it is recorded that he blessed it. That means he sanctified it. He set it apart for holiness. When we eat the bread of communion and we drink from the cup, we are celebrating his presence. Communion with him is living and present now. He is present. He is here. He is alive. We serve a living Savior. He lives. He lives. We're reminded of his death. We're reminded of his presence. And we are reminded of his relationship with us. The act of eating the bread and drinking from the cup is an illustration of our relationship with him. We do not say Christ and us. We say Christ in us. You do not say Christ and me. You say Christ in me. What a communion time. His death, his presence, our relationship. Do this in remembrance of me. We take the bread, take it, eat it, sanctified. And do this in remembrance of me. And so we do together. Amen. And then he took the cup and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Take, drink, and do this in remembrance of me." And so we do. Amen. He lives. He lives. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within me.